sincerity, it is better for him to accept it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, a gift from a Muslim brother, provided he is really in need of it, also earns blessings, his share of blessings being no less than that of the giver. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, he who is given something by Allah ta'ala through a person gifting it to him, without his asking for it, and without israf in his mind, should accept it, for it is his own rizq which has been given to him by Allah ta'ala. The ulama say, it is feared that the one who does not accept a gift which comes to him without his asking for it, would on other occasions ask for things which will not be given to him. It is said that Siri Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi would often send presents to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, which he would gladly accept. Once, however, the Imam refused to accept his gift. Siri rahmatullahi alayhi said, Ahmad, the sin of refusing a gift is greater than the one in accepting it. The Imam rahmatullahi alayhi said, could you repeat what you have just said? The Shaykh repeated his word. The Imam then said, I did not accept it as I had enough money for a month. Kindly keep it with you for a month, after which you can give it to me. I'm trying to give a story.